Masechet Menachot Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. In the last Perek we discussed mitzvot that have several parts to them, that you need all the parts to be accomplished in order for the mitzvah to be done. They're me'akiv ze'edzeh. In this Perek, we'll talk about mitzvot that also have several parts, but each part is not contingent on the other, that you can still go through with the mitzvah in some capacity, even though you may not have all the different components. We'll start off by talking about the mitzvah of sisit, where there are two types of strings. There are blue strings and there are white strings. There are techelet strings and lavan strings. Mishnah says, ha-techelet ena me'akevet et ha-lavan, ve-ha-lavan eno me'akev et ha-techelet. The techelet strings, the blue string of sisit, these strings are dyed from the chilazon, which was lost for many, many years. Some say that nowadays we've rediscovered it, and it's the Murex trunculus snail, and therefore some people say that we have techelet in our day as well. This techelet is not essential for the white thread to be valid. In other words, if you don't have techelet anymore and you put full white strings, the mitzvah is done correctly. You have the mitzvah of sisit, even though the katahila, you should have both strings. If you only have the white strings, you're still okay. And the lavan, eno me'akev tatechelet, and the white threads, the white strings, are not essential for the techelet to be valid. If a person only has the blue strings, the techelet strings, the sisit would still be valid. Tefillah shel yad, eno me'akevet shel rosh. The tefillin of the hand, of the arm, are not essential for the tefillah of the head to be valid. If a person only has tefillin shel rosh, he should wear his tefillin shel rosh. He still fulfills the mitzvah in some capacity, even though we wear the tefillin in a pair, two parts. If a person only has the tefillin of the rosh, the head, it's still valid. He should wear that, even though he doesn't have the tefillin shel yad. The shel rosh eno me'akevet shel yad, and the tefillah of the head, tefillin of the head, is not essential for the tefillin of the hand to be valid. If a person only has the tefillin of the arm, he should wear it, even though he doesn't have the tefillin of the head. They're two independent mitzvot, and when a person puts one of them, he fulfills one of those two mitzvot. Now we'll talk about korbanot. There are some korbanot that have more than one part. We'll first talk about the nesachim, which is the mincha, like we've been talking about in this masechet so far, and the wine that are brought together with certain animal korbanot. Hasolet v'hashemin, ena me'akevin et hayayin, the flour and the oil, which is the mincha, the combination of the two. The flour and oil are never separated. They're not essential for the wine of the nesachim to be valid. If a person has no flour and he has no oil, he could still bring wine as his nesachim, as the accompaniment to the korban. Velo hayayin me'akevan, and the wine is not essential for the flour and the oil to be valid. If a person does not have wine, but he only has the flour and the oil, he could bring the mincha even without that wine. Hamatanot she'al hamizbeach ha'chitzon ena me'akevot zo'zo. The applications of blood of a korban on the outer mizbeach are not essential for each other. For Kohen brings a korban, and he has to apply the blood a few different times, but he only applies it one time, the korban is valid and brings kapara to the person who owns it.